This is Thesis Thursdays, and I'm Sharon. Today I'm here with Carrie Cho from the Pharmacology Department in the Undergraduate Biology Research Program at the University of Arizona. Thanks so much for joining us here today, Carrie. Hello.
Hello. It's nice to meet you.
Tell me a little bit about what you're into right now.
What our lab mainly focuses on is a protein called heat shock 90. And what's important about it is that it modulates pain signaling. When we stop this protein from working in the spinal cord, we're able to elevate the pain relief qualities of opioids, meaning that we can give a lower amount of opioids while still maintaining the same amount of pain relief. And now we can lower the side effects. And hopefully this will aid in our healthcare system's battle for not only maintaining better qualities of pain treatments, but also preventing addiction from occurring throughout our country. HSP90 is present in every single cell, and it does two different things in the brain and the spinal cord. So in the brain, it causes pain relief sensations, but in the spinal cord, it causes pain sensations. What this protein is just able to do is block off that pain sensation. And now, whenever we administer an opioid, there is no longer a hindrance to that pathway. And so we just get more pain relief. I think a lot of people would ask why there is no additional effect on side effects. A major reason for that is because whenever we give an opioid, those opioids are targeting other cells, either in the lungs, which causes respiratory depression, in the brain, which causes addiction, or in the abdomen area, which causes the constipation. Because HSP90 isn't modulating those different areas, it's only helping transduce a signal. It doesn't connect with the other side effects. And that's how we're able to not only stop the pain sensations, enhance the pain relief, but also not have any side effects.
Do these treatments work as fast as other traditional opioids?
Absolutely. We will give this inhibitor with morphine at the same time. And it will peak at the same time as a normal opioid. It will go down at the same time as a normal opioid. All we have to know is that just give a smaller amount, and now we can just see the same effect of pain relief without all the negative consequences. This protein is also able to reverse tolerance. We are still digging at the exact mechanism. When people chronically take opioids, eventually they will get less and less pain relief effect from it because their body gets used to an opioid. And so if someone has been taking opioids for a couple of years, it would reverse that effect. They would be able to feel an increased amount of pain relief again. And I think that has a lot of great applications for the chronic pain aspects of this.
So Carrie, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this specific line of research.
Freshman year, during winter break, my parents had suggested I try a few 12-hour shifts at the hospital just to see how I could deal with it. In those two night shifts, I saw a fair amount of overdoses. And I just distinctly remember that we had this one patient that basically took 3 hours just to stabilize, using up almost entirety of the floor's resources. I was just determined to prevent myself from ever seeing that ever again. And so I just reached out to anyone in the U of A doing research on opioids and pain addiction. Luckily, I ended up with Dr. Stryker, and the rest is history, I guess.
And so what's on the horizon for you after graduation?
I hope to continue a lot of my work with pain. My main interest right now is in the ICU and potentially in the future go into anesthesia. Pain issues is one of the main things I care about. I guess it's part of my worldview. And I hope I can stay with Dr. Stryker's lab for the foreseeable future.
Here's the fun question, Carrie. You listen to music?
Too much, probably.
What are you listening to these days?
I guess it really depends on the mood. I switch between a lot of contemporary piano and a lot of indie music. Weddings and Funerals. I believe it's by Royal and the Serpents.
Thank you for being here on Thesis Thursdays at KXEI.
I thank you all so much for having me on today for Thesis Thursday.